Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Hello everybody, welcome to the Gin Juice Podcast. I am Melissa.
And I am Mel.
And we are Real Life Sisters, and we are back from our Thanksgiving break. We get on this podcast every week, except for the weeks that we're not here. And we talk about whatever it is want to talk about,
yes.
Okay? It's been a little while since we've seen you guys because we did have Thanksgiving. I actually wanted to ask you how your Thanksgiving was, but you was with me.
I was with you. You know how it went.
I do know how it went. So we can start there. Hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving. We're going to talk a little bit about ours. First thing I want to say is it's weird that we're the adults.
It is weird.
And like we have to be responsible for like the menu, the grocery shopping.
You mean you, but yes.
No. Well, we all made stuff.
I made a thing.
Well, listen.
You made the mains.
I forgot. First of all, we need to talk about how Thanksgiving came early.
It did.
Okay. She showed up unannounced.
Yes.
She didn't call.
Mm-mm.
She didn't leave a message with your assistant. She just was like, hey, girl, I'm here a whole week early.
Yeah.
And Christmas feels just as fast. Okay.
We need more time.
We need wait. Matter of fact, Christmas, Thanksgiving should actually be today on the 27th. 26th, 27th.
Monday.
I know.
It should have been on the 28th.
But it's normally the 26th, 27th, 28th. It's usually, it hovers around there. So the fact that it was the 23rd.
Oh, 23rd.
She showed up early.
She did. I agree with
that. I was unprepared. Okay. So then all of a sudden I was like, oh crap, we need a turkey and a ham. So I ordered honey baked ham. I didn't know that the hams came frozen. I don't know why I thought that they was going to be thawed already. They not. So the ham turned out okay.
The ham was good.
That turkey was drier than the mud because I think
turkeys are always dry though.
But I think I did it wrong.
You cook it upside down?
Upside down?
Yeah.
Is that the trick?
Oh.
You know, I'm not sure what I did, but I probably didn't do that.
That's because I don't know why we're making turkey anyway.
I concur. I think I'm over it. I think
let
I'm
it
done
go.
With it. I talked
let
to Tammy. She was like, you should have got the Popeyes turkey.
Oh, that's right.
I said, girl, by the time I realized it, you know, Popeyes be selling out. She was like, 1 year Jason, this is a Jason story. She said, 1 year Jason went the day of Thanksgiving. And instead of standing in line, he told the people, meet me in the back. He circled around the back. He got his turkey and was in and out.
Sounds
I said, now tell me, you know that wouldn't have been my story.
You know
I would have went up there and waited in line for 3 hours
so
for them to tell me.
For him.
We've sold out, and now I got to go home disappointed and sad and hungry.
I need his audacity.
Man, me too. Because you know that's what he did.
Because absolutely.
There's no world in which Jason waited in line.
And then they really did it. Like, I'm going to meet you back.
Because he was a barber, so you know barbers know everybody anyway.
Yes, they do.
So I know he was probably like, hey. Meet me in the back.
I got you.
And they was like, mine.
And they just did it.
So anyway,
that's hilarious.
That wasn't my life. I think I'm done with turkey. The ham was good, and then everything else was good. Danny came over.
Yep,
her mama, her daughter, obviously Mel, Greg, the girls, and who else?
Rebecca.
Rebecca, her partner.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then, Tony.
Oh,
and so y'all know Tony is vegan.
He is.
And so, you know, I follow recipes is the way that I cook. I don't consider myself a cook. So I was like, if I have to make vegan food.
Oh, we should have did it. That would have been funny.
But if I would have messed it up, that would have been his Thanksgiving.
No, it would have not been funny for him. It would have been funny to try. Not funny if he was hungry on Thanksgiving.
That was my fear. Yeah, I don't do this correctly, I've never made vegan food before, that his Thanksgiving's going to be trash.
Yeah,
And so we ended up, I just hired Chef Io, which I'm sure you guys have seen somewhere in the Kevin Sage universe. And she made food, and Tony said it was amazing.
He did. He loved it, which is great.
Freaking fantastic for me. Yeah, well, listen.
Good.
Fantastic. We played what's the game? In Between.
Oh.
We played that for a long time. But it was a lot of fun.
I was asleep.
Oh, you didn't play?
That's the one with the things?
No, the card game. Where they give you two cards and then you have to bet that your card, the next card the dealer gives you, is gonna be in between the two cards that you have.
No, I was asleep.
Oh.
I missed it.
Oh, I don't know why you missed it.
I was, because Micaiah was acting crazy.
Oh, that's too bad. It was so fun.
I heard you guys.
Oh, that was
upstairs.
Fun.
We
played for a long time though. So anyway, Thanksgiving was great. Do you want to add anything?
I also made them play a math game that I got from a show called The Devil's Game, The Devil's Plan. I think
this is an accurate
description. It's on Netflix, but it was so much fun, and I recommend everybody play. It's on like episode number 10. Okay, it's a math game. It's great.
Everyone. I don't recommend this.
It's so fun.
It's not halfway fun.
Whatever.
It's
it
not
was a
halfway
good time.
Fun, but it was a good time.
And those moments are for sure what memories are made of. And this holiday season, I want to give a gift to my loved ones that makes them feel special and unique, just like the relationship we share and that we can explore and have and make more memories of on holidays like Thanksgiving. That's why I'm giving everyone I care about StoryWorth. StoryWorth is an online service that helps you and your loved ones preserve precious memories and stories for years to come. It is a thoughtful and meaningful gift that connects you to those who matter most. So every week, StoryWorth emails you, your relative or friend, a thought-provoking question of your choice from their vast pool of possible options. Each unique prompt asks questions you've never thought to ask, like, what's the bravest thing you've ever done in your life? Or if you could see into the future, what would you find out? After 1 year, StoryWorth compiles all of your loved ones' stories, including photos, into a beautiful keepsake book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. First of all, the idea that you can do this and they do it really over a year is like amazing. And it's such a amazing way. I feel like people talk all the time about like once people pass, those memories and those, you know, answers that they have go along with them.
Absolutely.
Unless you've been able to ask. And this is like a perfect way to just kind of
document
and have all of this information and stories from somebody while they're alive to give it to you, which is amazing. So reading this weekly stories helps you connect with loved ones no matter how near or far apart you are, which is the other amazing part, whether they're, you know, in the same city or state, and so you can't have conversations with them, or, you know, as regularly as you'd like to. But this is a way to have those conversations and keep them documented. I was watching an episode of The Kardashians, actually, and Khloe was having a conversation with Rob Kardashian, her father's sister, Cece mm-hmm. Bussey. Having a conversation with her and asking her all these questions. And she was telling stories that like Khloe had never heard. And like this hilarious story about Chris, like all this information. Anyway, I was watching and like so inspired and thinking about the fact that that's essentially what StoryWorth can do for you. Get all these untold stories, all these untold things that you, you know, may have never known. And then put them in a book that you can keep forever and give to your children or pass down and keep in your house and bring out on holidays like Thanksgiving. Anyway, it's amazing. So with StoryWorth, I'm giving those who I love most a thoughtful, personal gift from the heart and preserving their memories and stories for years to come. Go to StoryWorth.com/GJ and save $10 on your first purchase. That's StoryWorth.com/GJ to save $10 on your first purchase.
Very good. Okay, what else did you do, Mayo?
So Listen, amen. I'm excited about this. Last week, Sunday, actually, it started like Friday, Saturday. I had been like, ASAP Rocky is having court in downtown LA, and I think I want to go.
Yeah.
And Greg was like, okay. Kind of like, okay, girl, whatever. And so I was, Monday was the last day, I think, yes, was the last day that Micaiah could go to school.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, if she's at school, like, we ain't got to worry about her. McKinley was off school, but, like, she's manageable. She's big. So I can, like, go. So it took me all up until Monday morning when I actually woke up and I was like, oh my gosh, you're really doing this. You're really going to do this. So I stressed out about what to wear because I'm not a lawyer, but like, what do I wear to court?
It's your first day of school.
It felt like that. It felt like, what do I wear? So I was like, I'm going to wear black and like not put too much makeup, but also put like, I need to be decent. I need to like whatever. So I put on some like leather pants and like a, just a nice, like almost like this, like black and white. And I grabbed a little backpack. I need a briefcase to like look like a lawyer. But anyway, I caught an Uber early in the morning. It started at 10 and I was like, I need to get there for at 9 because mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So I need to get there early.
Yeah.
So I get there at 9 and I sat outside for a while because I was scared. But I had already researched like where the courtroom, which floor and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, eventually I walk in, go through the little metal detector, and I go up on the third floor. And I was texting y'all because there were so many people there. And I was like, why did you do this so stupid? Like, I'm in the criminal courthouse. It would have been different if it was just like regular civil cases. Like, that's fine. Criminal courthouse would indicate that there are criminals in here.
Yes.
And I am by myself. This was stupid. But there was a lot of people standing outside the courtroom. So I, you know, took my little tail over there. And the bailiff guy came over and he was, I said, can I go in that courtroom yet? And he said, are you media? And I was like, no. And he was like, are you just here? Are you public? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, I'll let you know when you can go in. So then I was like, oh, he doesn't want me to be here. What am I doing? So I sat there and then this lady came over and she was like, you can go in. And I said, he told me I have to wait. And she was like, I told him you can go in. And she kind of looked at me and I was like,
Do you recognize me?
Do you know I'm not a lawyer? You know I'm not a liar. She was giving me, but anyway, she let me go in. I text y'all one more time and then the bailiff came and was like, I told y'all if you have media electronic and you're not media. And I was like, oh, you talking to me.
So I turned it off.
And then I sat in there. I got to sit in there for the whole hearing. We went to lunch. I came back and got the rest of it. Obviously, the judge has determined that ASAP has to go to trial for his assault with a firearm. Those are the charges. But I got to be in there. Meg, the reporter, was in there. The guy or woman. It was somebody next to me, and they were obviously TMZ because they kept going on the site. And I was like, TMZ.
Yeah.
And then when I saw that, like at the end, when I saw it populate, I was like, oh, really? You were by this.
So did she move you to the media section?
No. I was in the very last row. I was sitting right next to his bodyguard, though.
Yes.
It was me, the bodyguard, and then like an officer of the court. And the only reason why I know is because the officer of the court was like, are you his security? He was like, yeah, I'm his bodyguard. I was like, oh, okay.
You should have felt very safe.
Well, I felt scared because I was like, I'm over here taking notes. So kept hiding my notes because I felt like I didn't want him to see what I was writing in case I just felt away. And then actually before we came back for lunch, we were sitting outside the door and I'm sitting there and ASAP and his team tried to go in, but the door was locked. So he came back and he sat by me and I was like, ASAP Rocky is sitting literally like closer than me and Melissa because we're on like a bench. He was sitting right next to me. I was like, oh my gosh. So then I really like hid my phone and my notes because I'm like taking notes on your life. Like you could go to jail.
I know.
And it's like, I'm making content, but like, this your life.
Yeah.
So I definitely wanted to be respectful of that. But it also was like, oh, wow, okay, like I actually did this. And at the end, his attorney spoke. And so I got some like footage, like legit like footage from my phone of his attorney kind of answering questions. And so it was really, really cool to be able to go, because one of the things that, like, and then we can move on. But one of the things that I want to do with even, like, I'm not a lawyer and even underreported and all that, is that as of now, anyway, I'm restricted to information that other people have compiled, right? Like, I mean, unless I'm watching, you know, on the internet, something streaming where I can actually give my recap. Other than that, I have to use other journalists reporting and stuff like that. So be able to go myself and hear it myself and then firsthand, it's like I can stand on what I'm saying.
You can stand on business.
Yeah, I can stand on business because it's my business. I can stand on what I'm saying. I can't stand on other people. So anyway, it was cool. And that's kind of like what I would like to do more of is to
be able
to.
Are there any more cases coming up in LA?
So listen, YSL, we're going to talk about YSL a little later, but YSL started today.
Is that in LA?
No, it's in Atlanta.
That's what I thought. Okay.
And I'm going to Atlanta over the holidays. So what I'm trying to do is, first of all, get a real media pass. I got to figure out how to like actually be media so that I can have my computer and my phone while I'm in the courtroom. But if you know a connect, let me know, because when I go to Atlanta closer to Christmas, my intention is to pull up to the Fulton County courthouse. I intend to definitely pull up. So anyway, not right now. There's not any more coming in LA, at least not big ones that I've seen so far, you know. But
2024 is on the horizon.
It's definitely on the horizon, though. I'm sure there'll be some more. Somebody got arrested this weekend for driving intoxicated in Beverly Hills.
She sure did, twice.
So if she happens to have if she happens to have a hearing, I'm going to pull up to that one too.
Because she is a good time.
She be in the court system.
And she be saying the words. This is her second DUI.
Yes.
Coming from that same place.
No, the first one was in Atlanta.
Oh, I thought I read that it was coming from a comedy house. Oh, maybe it was a comedy house in Atlanta?
Maybe, because heard that she has court on December 4th, and hilarious. It's in Atlanta for the first DUI.
Oh, well, child.
So anyway, that's what I have to say.
It's twice for her, though.
It was a good time. I went to see that live. I can't believe I did that. I plan to do more of it. Join my Patreon, because I took them along with me for the ride.
And you're going to do more content of that.
Yeah, so when I do, hopefully, YSL, I want to do what Melissa recommended. Y'all just know she's the social media guru.
I'm telling you, if I could go behind the scenes and just help people do their...
Listen,
I'd be having all the best ideas.
Melissa, literally, and a couple of people were saying it, but like, get ready with me to go to the courthouse, even though I'm not a lawyer. Like, and I'm like, oh, that would have been so smart. Yeah. So anyway, I'm going to attempt to Melissa it up the next time.
It'll be great. It's going, because people are intrigued by the process.
Yeah.
We're also going to be excited because you're going to be excited, putting it all together, driving, doing whatever, whether you're in the Uber or whatever.
Yeah.
It'll be like, you know, it just sounds very, it's new.
Yeah.
You know, so it's allowing people into a world that's new to them. So that's always exciting.
I'm new to meet y'all.
Yeah, it'll be great.
So anyway, good times.
It'll be fun. Yeah, and like a little vlog. And you could even do the vlogs the way Kevin is really committed to it.
Yeah.
A clip-to-clip vlog.
That's what
Which
I
is
need.
Really what a great ready me is. And just include audio.
It's, it feels less, like, less pressure.
Oh, my God. The way he's just like, I'm going to do this now. Or I'm like, we should shoot this right now. It is a heck of a, because vlogging, number one, it's the rememory.
Yeah.
It's the rememory. Okay. And then it is the editing.
Yes.
Like, vlogging is the commitment to pull out the camera.
Yes.
And then the commitment to edit.
Girl.
And so if you're just like, don't do no whole bunch of fancy stuff. Yeah. We don't need a whole bunch of transitions. We don't need it. We don't need it. We're okay with this. It makes it, it does take the pressure off. And because we are.
She said what she said.
I sure did. I'm standing on business. And because we're trying to make sure we're giving people, you know, like what they pay for, you feel like there's a certain standard,
right.
And so it becomes a whole situation.
Yeah. I am so excited to talk about Vegamore and how tons of people and people we know have talked about how their hair and scalp have transformed thanks to it. Even just seeing like their results with a product made from clean ingredients. And what's great is right now, Vegamore is having their biggest sale of the year. So I'm definitely planning to stock up on all of my favorites. I'm definitely a hair girl. Okay, y'all know I love to try out new things. I love to play in here. I do from clippings to wigs to weaves to my hair. And even with no matter what hairstyle you have, having a clean hair, having clean hair and scalp is important, and doing it with clean ingredients is also important. So you're able to have visibly thicker, fuller, shinier, longer hair without all the harsh ingredients. Every cute pink bottle of Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. So our colleague was talking about how she is a huge fan of Vegamore. I am waiting and very excited to receive my products, but she has loved them. She stands by them. She talks about how clean her hair is when she uses them, and how clean the ingredients are, which is, of course, something, you know, all of us really care about. So what's even better is Vegamore's value kits, like the Grow Essentials Kit, where you get to try more than one amazing product at a great savings. When you sign up for a monthly subscription, you save more and you never run low on the products you need to take care of your hair. So a fun fact. You want to know a fun fact?
I do want to know a fun fact.
Vegamore sells one bottle of Grow serum every 15 seconds on their websites. Oh. That's how good this stuff is. So for a limited time, go to vegamore.com/Jen.
Jen.
And use code Jen.
Jen.
At checkout to get in on Vegamore's biggest sale of the year during their Black Friday and Cyber Monday sale. That's vegamore.com/Jen.
Jen.
Code Jen.
Jen.
To get the best deals on Vegamore's line of products, vegamore.com/Jen. Code Jen. Go Jen. Try it out. Clean hair, clean products. We like that.
We love it. Okay, right before the break, we announced that we're going to start incorporating in one. Or did you have anything else for long story short? Okay, great. On Pop the Trunk segment. Okay. You guys have sent us so many, and we are so excited.
They're great.
Like, every time I get, I'm just like.
The email is like, you guys are participating.
Y'all really tapped in. It's great.
So instead of us doing Pop the Trunks, we're actually going to listen to three of them from you guys. As an FYI, if you want to send us, please do, because these are so much fun.
They're fun.
It is Speak Pipe. Doesn't it feel
ridiculous?
It sounds, I don't know why.
Yes.
Speak Pipe, SPEAKPIPE.com/GJ to send us your voice notes of what you would like to pop the trunk on. So we got a ton, so I'm not hurting for any, but if you do want to send some
keep
to
them
us, please feel free to keep them coming. You can also title them instead of like your name. I won't say your name unless it's in the audio, obviously, and you want people to know who you are, but you don't have to. But if you title them, so for example, if you have something that's centered around, what did I just say, Thanksgiving or Christmas, so we know that it's like time, like we want to play it during December, for example, send it and just make sure you title it like Christmas or like Christmas and my mama or whatever, don't matter, so we know, like, get to those first. Otherwise I'm just kind of randomly picking, to be honest. Okay, Cam is going to play three of them.
Woohoo!
I don't care what order you play them in, by the way.
He'll play them and then we'll
Right? Yes. And then me and Mel are going to react.
Okay, hold on, let me plug in.
I think I am going to end up probably popping a trunk on some things that y'all already have talked about, but I feel like we need to talk about it again.
They can hear it, right?
I feel like we need to pop the trunk on adulting and also being over 40 with a toddler. I am 47 and have a 3-year-old.
47?
And let's establish that just being an adult and also just having another child late in life is very ghetto, and I don't think it's being talked about a lot, because my OBGYN told me that it's more common than what people think. So let's just pop a trunk on it. All right, y'all have a good day.
First of all, Latrice is in the Patreon. Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, girl.
Our thoughts and prayers are with you.
And with me, too.
Because you can hear the baby in the background.
You can hear the child. I feel it, honey. Okay, I stand with you. We are one in this. I'm not 40 yet, but I am too old to have... at 2-year-old.
I think your patience grows weary the older you get. It just is thin. I don't know what
your
happened.
Your patience, your energy, your metabolism, your memory, your everything.
It just
has fallen off. I am not the same mother that I was to McKinley.
Only 5 years ago?
Only 5 years ago. And I'd be like, is that a knife. It's fine. Carry it around. It's fine. I don't care. Just at a building you want to jump off of. Good luck. See you when you land. Like, I don't, girl. We should. And you're right. Older people, they older don't. women are having babies later.
They are.
People are having children much later in their life.
And there's, it's a whole, honestly, I feel like it's a pandemic because why y'all do it to yourself? Are y'all trying to undo the trend of like teen moms? Because
I guess.
Because why y'all had signed up for this?
I think so. Because for so long, everybody talks about teen moms having a baby when you're young. Bad, bad, bad. So then we do the opposite. Oh, okay. We have to be responsible.
Yeah. You're waiting till you're ready.
You're waiting till you're ready. Now you got a 2-year-old and your life's fucked up. You can't sleep. You can't eat. Your house is a mess. You can't do nothing because you got to chase a 2-year-old. Bad idea.
I'm so sorry, you guys.
I stand with you. So here's the lesson. Bring back teen moms.
That's the lesson here.
18, have your first kid. Be done by 25. Don't have no more.
I actually agree with that because by the time you're 40 or so, you're done. You're an empty nester.
You're about to be done.
I'm about to be done in the next.
Micaiah is 2. She just turned 2.
I don't know why. I don't know why.
Girl, this was stupid. This was so stupid.
Well, girl, thank you, Latrice, for sending this in. We're going to listen to the next one.
Hey, y'all. Hey, it's your guy, sis, and I had to come on here and pop the trunk on Target. I'm popping the trunk because this is my second Thanksgiving without my mama. I'm about to make her signature cake, and I decided I needed a drink in order to do that. I needed a drink to get through my emotions. And I go pick up my drink via drive up, get it home. Hours later, it's time for me to make this cake. And guess what I'm on my way to? Back to Target. Because what did they do? They left the security cap on the bottle. And, you know, it would be normal if I could see that when they handed it to me. Except it was in the Crown Royal bag. Inside the Crown Royal box. Please help me pop the trunk on Target. And I'm about to get up here and act like a white woman. And they better give me all of the liquor cabinet when I leave here. Because what even is that? I love y'all guys. Today I am Crown Royal.
Today? Come on, Crown Royal.
Yes!
Come on!
Yeah, Gin Juice and Crown Royal.
Yes! I love this.
That is hilarious.
First, we want to say, I'm so sorry to hear about your mom.
Yes.
I can only imagine going through Thanksgiving, your holidays, your first holiday without someone, especially someone as special as your mom. Second of all, can we balance the pop the trunk on Target? Because this is the thing.
Oh.
I might have to stand on business with Target.
Oh, Lord.
Because, you know, maybe there was a reason guy left the cap on there for you.
No, ma'am.
Yeah, because you never know. It's Target.
I have 2 things, actually. Did you see that Target is going to start doing away with their, even though you shopped here, you got to ring your own bags up. They finna start doing away with those.
Wait, what you talking about? The self-checkout?
Self-checkout.
Well, hallelujah.
Because people been stealing. And that's what they get. That's what you want us to be our own cashiers? Well, everything's free today.
Excuse me? I'm excited about this because unless you're giving me a W-2, unless you're giving me a 1099, I don't want to.
Absolutely.
We need. What's the unemployment rate in the United States of America?
Too damn high.
Exactly. So move these out. Hire workers,
Amen.
Pay them their money,
Amen.
Give them health care, and get them up in here.
Yeah, absolutely.
I concur.
If I'm an employee, I get an employee discount. If you don't like it, then hire somebody
else. I'm in here packing my bags, I need my 10%
absolutely.
Friends and family discount.
So I'm with her. I'm popping the trunk on Target. But wait, let me also say that one time, this story reminded me of that. In places like California, first of all, not only is liquor sold at Target and at grocery stores, but you can buy it on any day of the week.
You sure can.
I didn't know that in Atlanta. You can't buy stuff on Sundays. Okay.
One the time. South Bible Belt.
Oh, my gosh. And listen, I was at the grocery store one time. I was at a little Publix. It was a Sunday.
Your mom's going to be in here throwing holy water at you.
I bought myself some. I was trying to buy some wine because they only sell wine at the at Publix in the South. So I had some wine and I got up there and that lady was like, it is Sunday. you cannot buy this.
She judged you.
She was so judgmental, and I felt so literally, I felt so judged.
Heathen.
I was like, oh, I will never make this mistake again. You will not make me feel like a heathen. So I had to not have no alcohol, no wine on that Sunday.
Correct. That because it's Jesus' day.
No. So listen, if you're listening, if you're in the South, don't buy no alcohol on Sunday because you can't and they're going to judge you.
They sure is.
You're welcome.
And can we talk to her? They, wherever she at, this is the land of sinking sand because they had a drive-through.
I know. How you get it in the drive-up? Oh, oh, so, yes.
Oh.
And then they come out. Yeah, yeah, okay. You're right.
Well, she should be popping the trunk on them. Because yes. You mean tell me she did so good as to order it ahead to come to the store.
And they still played her.
And then they still made her come back.
I hope they opened the liquor camera and gave you everything in there, honey.
Off.
I hope they did.
Drive safe, girl. Because when you that mad, you liable to have road rage and be honking at everybody on your way to the store.
That's hilarious. I love
it. All right,
that.
Last one.
Pop the trunk on family members and in-laws that don't respect you and your wishes on your wedding day. People say, well, that's why you don't take no money. You fund your own wedding. Well, guess what? My husband and I funded our own wedding. We didn't ask nothing from nobody. And, you know, these people still wanted to invite, still invited their friends with their children. And it's like, what makes you think that people that don't matter to us at all can come to our wedding, pull up, and then they're going to take the place of family members and friends that we actually could not invite because of our budget and the location where we got married. You could only have 50 people. What is wrong with family members and in-laws that do not respect you? Like they see you like they disregard what you say. Mm-hmm. Like, what is wrong with you? It's so annoying. I can't get over it. It still upsets me. And pop the trunk on all these people. I swear. I cannot.
Concur. 100% pop the trunk on them.
Yes.
Pop the trunk on them. Because yes. Your wedding, your day, mm-hmm. and your money. Should nobody have a say but you. This is why I actually think your first wedding, go to the courthouse.
Hello?
I really do think that. Because the first time, people think your mom and them, they think it's for them.
If you're the first child, because my wedding was fine, it's because you got married first, and it was the first wedding, so that's you messed up because you was born first.
Is that what it is?
Yes,
because I don't really feel like that should be my fault.
My wedding was great.
Who paid for it? But y'all paid for it.
Daddy paid for it.
Mom and dad paid for mine. I don't feel like, I also was young. I don't want to fully blame them. I was also a little young. And so I didn't understand.
It was a teen mom.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot going on. And so I feel like the first time you got to go just get married, say I love you, whatever, and then come back and do it.
Yes.
You know, and then do it for you.
Yes.
So that way you can find your voice and you can have your own money. Because when people come in, especially if you're paying for it, weddings are expensive.
They're listen so expensive.
To me. Doing this time around, every day I ask myself, why am I doing this again? It is so expensive. And the nerve to do it in Mexico.
The memories, though.
Girl.
The fun we're going to have.
I will story worth this memory quick, fast, in a hurry. I need life to happen not on my biweekly pay period while I'm paying for this wedding,
Hello?
Okay? I need some money to come into my hands today.
Yes.
And EarnIn can help me do that. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next check. Download EarnIn today, spelled EARNIN, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Jen under podcast when you sign up. It'll really help the show. Jen under podcast, subject to your available earnings, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. All right.
So what do you want me, to be drunk or to have kids at 18? Take your pick.
Why are these the only two options?
Those are it. That's it.
These are the only. Do you want me to be an alcoholic or do you want me to be a teen mom?
Hey, you want me to be gin or you want me to have juice?
Hilarious. Hilarious. Listen, if you guys enjoyed the Pop the Trunk this way, please,
please
let us
more.
Know and send more. Go to SpeakPipe.
You're acting like your husband.
I feel like every time I say it, I'm going to stop and just
You're hilarious.
Smile. SpeakPipe.com/GJ.
Yes.
Okay? Send it over to us. It's free, of course. We don't charge you guys anything. they don't charge us either. It's free for us. It's free for y'all. So
just here to have a good time.
Yeah, we're just here to have a good time. We want to hear you guys, get you guys involved. And sometimes we don't have to pop the trunk on everybody. So if y'all got a thing, go on, send it.
Send it.
All right. Black Twitter Trends is up. Mel, take it away.
Okay, let's talk about, there's a video circulating the internet. I called it T.I. versus King. Okay, King being T.I.'s son. But it's T.I. Tiny versus King, I guess.
Yes.
And so there's a clip that is circulating that doesn't have the beginning context. And I think it's important that you have the beginning context before they get into it. So we are going to play the video.
Yeah. Can they see the video as well?
I'll take it so they can see it.
Oh,
okay,
cool.
So they're going to play it. They being Cam.
Cam.
King, have you ever woke up with a roach on your face?
Period. No, that's not the goal.
All right, then.
Or in your ear.
I don't know what you're talking
about.
I
had some in the neighborhood with me that woke up with a roach in your ear. Y'all want to go to the bando in my neighborhood? Do y'all want to go to the bando? To make him look better, he said that he know not true. Silver spoon, I ain't never ate with that day a day in my life.
Maybe you did have a silver spoon.
Look, Tip used to have to come to my
grandma's
house
because
I'm getting in the fight.
You act like a baby to go to your grandma's house.
Every day.
You hold your breath.
Every day.
They can't hear it.
I don't want to be in these gates. I want to be outside in the neighborhood. That's why I want to be over there.
So the context that I didn't have at first, because the first video is only...
like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
A minute.
And King saying, I stand on business.
Yep.
And T.I. saying, you can't do nothing with me.
Yes.
Okay. But the beginning parts of that video, what you learn is that King is going back and forth with his parents about being raised, about him basically saying he was raised in the hood.
Yes.
And that he has been around people, because they kept saying, you got a roach, you ever woke up with a roach on your face? And he like, no, but people in my neighborhood have, like, okay, nigga. But anyway, so he's going back and forth about the way that he grew up. And I think what's important to say, because I saw this going on Twitter, is a lot of people were saying how he grew up with his
grandmother
and that they only basically got him when they were filming Family Hustle. And what they say in the clip, what's in the clip, is that they're saying, you used to cry and beg to go to your grandmama's house versus being, and he said, because I didn't want to be behind them gates.
Right.
I wanted to be outside.
Right.
He was trying to be outside.
Right.
He wanted to be at his grandma's house. Then they brought up the pacifier. You was 12 years old, still trying to have pacifier in your mouth. And you know you couldn't do that at my house. So you was trying to get away with stuff at your grandmama's house. I think all of that context is important.
Because why? It only reinforces the fact that he's a spoiled brat.
I mean, that's why it's important.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because what people were saying is that T.I. and Tiny, like, for those to be your parents, he obviously has a lot of, like, issues. Mm-hmm. And, like, you can't, you know, everybody's got a lot to say about T.I. and Tiny as parents, which... I'm sure there are a lot of things to be said about them being parents and the way that they parented. I'm sure there are tons to be said. All of that to say, it don't matter. What it sound like in that video is he's a spoiled brat.
It 100%. And the worst type of spoiled brat. The type of spoiled brat that thinks he grew up and had the hardest of lives to live.
Yes.
Talking about, you could drop me off at any hood.
Yes.
I stand on business.
I stand on business.
What business you talking about?
Meanwhile, you're in the tunnel for the Atlanta Falcons game.
Literally.
Where your dad is about to bring out the Atlanta Falcons. He's about to literally usher them into the stadium. You are in the VIPs.
In the VIP
talking
tunnel.
About how much business you stand on.
Boy, if you I'll smack you. Get out of my face.
Make it make
Go.
Sense.
I have so many things I want to say, but it's rude, so I'm not going to say it. But it's so many things I want to say because I would literally, if I couldn't be, who was the other woman in the room?
All I saw was Tiny.
But who was the one saying, have you ever had a roach? Because that didn't sound like Tiny's voice.
Oh, it sounded like a man to me.
Oh, hello? That sound like
know.
Somebody's, that sound like
I
an auntie.
Don't know.
Because honestly, I feel like as an auntie, it was the pacifier. Because this is my thing. Don't nobody know your truth and can embarrass you like your mom and your daddy.
Oh, my mama.
The moment they said, because you could go to your grandmama's house and suck on your pacifier.
Hello.
Tells me everything I need to know about you. That you was the little boy that was 6 years old, kicking his feet in the stroller, sucking on a pacifier, knocking stuff down in the grocery store because you was getting raised by your grandmama who didn't have the patience, the time.
We just talked about it.
She was tired. She was done raising kids. And now here your butt come because you want to be standing on business. Talking about, boy, if you don't, talking about I didn't eat a. Tiny has been famous almost my entire life.
Literally.
How
Literally.
Have you not grown up with a silver spoon? I'm so confused. Why would you want to go outside of pearly gates?
Why would you want to be poor?
Hood
and your debt. T.I. literally was like, his is the truth. That's
correct.
That's not your truth.
That's not your truth.
You can't own your daddy's life as your life when your daddy is T.I.
And your daddy worked so doggone hard to do, you know, some of the stuff he do be real dumb.
Amen.
But he's made an impact in the musical
industry.
Okay. Oh, right. He worked real hard
to
get what he's trying to get. So you don't have to go through what he went through. And now who you go, boy, if you.
He should have been talking like, I need therapy. You guys were not there.
Exactly.
My dad was in jail. Like,
they're
go
so...
that route versus like a poor route because you were not poor.
You're not poor.
You
and
didn't
there's
grow
so
up
many
that way.
Legitimate grievances that he could have had he said that.
Yes.
But like,
the fact that you trying to say I stand on business.
Drop me off in any hood. Negro, they drop you off in any hood. And because of who you are, they gonna test you.
Absolutely.
You gonna have to stand on something, or you gonna be laying down.
You gonna be having to give up some money
because they gonna bust you in your tail.
That is so stupid
and just dumb. Oh. Why would you want to?
I don't know.
Boy,
I don't know. I would listen. Parents be working so hard.
That's the thing.
For their kids to be in a better situation than they were. And here you go acting a fool. You going back and forth with your parents about the life that they have provided for you? That don't even make sense. How you going to go back and forth on what the money? Boy.
As if T.I. didn't actually live a life.
Girl.
That he can tell you.
Like, that's just the wrong person to go back and forth with. Why I don't understand. It's stupid. It's really stupid.
It's very dumb.
I and he's an idiot for that.
Boy.
That's unfortunate. He has a lot of other grievances and issues
so
he could take up with his parents. And
that's not
being
it.
Raised in the hood is just not it.
It's just not
the one for him. And standing on business behind that. Telling your parents that you stand on business is just funny in general. You know what? Actually, this is what I thought of. I meant to ask you about. It's a slight detour, but I just want to ask. Because I have daughters, and the thing that crosses my mind, I'm not saying it's right. Y'all can help me, okay? I don't ever, 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 ever in life want them to think ever in their life that they can put their hands on me, number one, okay? Girls, I understand, can get smart, and we gonna eventually, you know, one day that'll be a day we gonna have to, that's fine. But I don't even play put hands on. Like, Greg and McKinley and Micaiah, they like play fight. They like tussle, ha, ha, ha. And they will come over here and be like, ha. And I, listen, mommy don't play like that.
I had this conversation with the boys.
I don't play like that because I will knock you out. And I don't want you, anytime I put my hands on you, I want you to understand this. Mommy is serious.
Yes.
So I don't even play like that because I will knock you the hell out. Okay.
Boy, yes. I every day I have to tell the boys. Because Joe had the nerve to be a little bit taller than me. I don't want you to ever forget your mama's crazy.
Listen.
You get crunk if you want to.
Listen.
Get, but I mean, but the thing is, they also know better.
Yes.
They do know better. But in the event, it's a passing thought in your mind. I need you to remember.
Not never.
No.
I don't play like that. You want to talk about standing on business, I will stand on that's, you.
Because that's the only business you can stand
that's
on.
That's the only business, okay?
You want to stand on business.
You will.
Let's stand on business. Because when I kick you out, I want you to get out with all the things you bought.
100%. All of them. Take them.
And by that, I mean you nothing. Can shave your skin off. Because I gave that to you, too.
I gave it all to you.
So, guess what?
Good luck out here good in this world.
Luck.
I don't know why every time they be playing, I'm like, that is so cute that Greg, you can play. I just feel like as your mother and because you are girls, I just want you to understand that's not never. That's a boundary that will never be crossed.
But you can tell
here.
That's not
never
the first time for
100%. Oh, no. This. No.
He and they booked. Seem real,
yes,
you know, coolie old type parents.
Except for when T.I. said, ain't
listen
nothing you can do with me.
Listen
I
to
said,
me.
I said, now that right there, that's I would say that. As a mother, I would say that.
This is when I knew
there
T.I. was
serious.
There
ain't nothing.
Nothing.
You gonna be able to do with me because I'm gonna knock your ass out.
You can see T.I.'s disconnected beard in the camera. All you saw was his beard.
I said,
oh, T.I. got for real.
He got daddy on you.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I let this go long enough. I really was trying to do this whole like gentle parenting thing.
Not today.
And let you use your voice and tell me how you were standing on business. And then you actually thought you could stand on business.
And
so
I
had to remind
you.
See that any business you think you can stand on is the business I gave you.
Hello.
So,
girl,
just get knocked out if you want to.
Get knocked out. Don't play like that. Don't
ever. You think because I'm T.I. and tipping his cameras on me that I won't revert? No. I didn't been to jail once.
He forgot about Tip. Yes, before T.I. there was T.I.P.
What does that stand for? It got a story behind it. Is it T.I.P. or is it Tip?
It's both.
But like, is that an acronym?
Before T.I. It was like T.I.P. versus, it's his duality. It's his
alter
like,
ego?
No, it's like the bad version of T.I. and then like the T.I.
Oh, it's like
T.I.
Yes,
T.I.P. is the one you don't want.
But isn't his first name Clifton?
Let's move on. And it's Clifford.
Oh, Clifford, that's worse.
What's
why do rappers always have names
they
like that?
They can't help what their mama named them. He was standing on his mama had him in the hood.
She should name him something else. With a name like Clifford, he should have been wearing glasses and reading us Encyclopedia Britannica.
And he wouldn't have, he probably would have got beat up every day.
That honestly, Clifford is king.
It's king, 100%.
That's what happened.
I agree. Genuine is Elgin. Go to the next one.
Genuine is Elgin. And then what are other random names? Queen Latifah's name is Dana.
I like Dana.
Dana?
Yes.
For UNITY?
UNITY. Who you calling her? UNITY.
She had the little black, the little.
Yes, she did.
And her name is Dana?
Dana got good hair, too.
Dana has. Let me tell you something.
Queen Latifah's God hair gonna be done.
God should have made Queen Latifah a blonde.
I agree. That hair color,
that blonde,
is hers.
It grows out of her scalp
it
that
absolutely
way. I don't.
Does.
There's nothing you can tell me.
I agree
yes,
with that.
50 Cent. It's Curtis. That's
yes,
kind of black though.
That is Steve. Is Steve Harvey for me? Broderick. That's a stupid name.
Steve Harvey's name is not you, Steve Harvey.
You didn't know his name was Broderick?
No.
Yes, he has a son named Broderick Jr.
Steve Harvey don't claim none of his kids, but
he does.
Lori, what kids he claim?
I'm moving on.
What kids Steve Harvey claimed that's not Lori?
I didn't know Wale's name was Falarin.
It's Broderick Stephen Harvey.
Well, that's why he go by Steve.
And Lori is not even
his. It's not y'all are. No, I'm not going to do that. Jamie Foxx's name is Eric Marlon Bishop because I did. I'm not Lori Button. That's what was cited in those lawsuit was Eric Marlon Bishop. Hello.
That's Jamie.
Yes.
That's what you just said.
Yes.
Oh. I know. He claims his twins, but I think that was after a while, y'all.
No.
I'm not going to say why I know this. But I think he just claimed them kids after a while.
Hello?
Okay, moving on.
You can edit that out, girl.
I don't want to claim my sources. Yes, Snoop is Calvin.
Yep.
They have standing on business names. They have the energy.
Calvin is?
Calvin?
It's a
is a hard
Snoop.
Thing?
No, it's not.
Oh, got it. Okay. I thought you were saying the opposite.
No.
Okay.
I love his twins, actually. I met them. One. Moving on. Speaking of parents and the family tussle, you guys want to talk quickly about
family tussle
about Kiki Palmer's mama? Kiki's Palmer's mama.
Stop saying Kiki's.
What's her name?
Kiki. You keep saying Kiki's Palmer's.
Oh, I do. Kiki Palmer's mama. Kiki's Palmer's.
Kiki Palmer mama.
Her mama,
yes,
is a black mama. If I ever seen one, goodness. If I ever hurt one, okay. I'm not saying everything she said was politically correct.
No,
but what I also am saying is that everything your mama would have said on that call also would not have been politically correct.
Absolutely,
that's all I'm saying.
I do agree with that.
That the Twitterverse judges, but our real lives
were
look like Kiki's mama's.
I agree,
Palmer's.
100%. Stop it.
Because she went off on. First of all, what did I say in the chat? She went off. She leveled the mama, the daddy, the brother, the baby daddy, and Usher.
And Usher. It was Usher catching the strays for me. Usher was minding his business. It was his birthday weekend. This man was living his life. And all of a sudden, Sharon is off the phone.
And you're worried about Usher. Usher's gay.
Oh, my Jesus.
Why am I gay?
Why? Now, why am I in it? Listen, put up the NeNe leaks. Now, why am I in it? Usher was minding his business.
Usher wasn't doing nothing but being in Vegas
and
doing his little show and preparing for the Super Bowl.
That man trying to be, I'm going to put out Kiki's mama and let the world see. It. Okay, you could have cut that part. Mute that part.
No, he definitely could have. But he thought he... The thing about it is, he thought he was going to put that out and the world was going to be like, Kiki Palmer's mama, let's ban her, cancel her, she ain't no good. And everybody was like, I mean, well, I'm not saying it's right, I'm just saying it ain't wrong either.
Everybody was like, wow, get us out the group chat. We just want to not
be
here.
Oh, I wanted to be in that group chat.
Oh, Lord.
I wanted to be in that group chat because everything about Kiki Palmer says that her mama is exactly how she showed
Absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely. That's true.
Kiki Palmer is what, 30?
Oh, is she not older than that?
Is she?
I feel like
look
she's
up how
about
old Kiki
35.
Palmer. 35!
I could be wrong. I don't know, child.
Kiki Palmer's a baby. 30.
Okay, amen.
Yeah, only she's 30.
August 26th.
Kiki Palmer is 30 years old. And her spirit is so old.
It is older.
And her spirit is so old. She's so like fun. She was raised by her mama and her grandmama.
That is the vibes.
Yes. And her mom gives, she was raised by her mama and her grandmama.
Yeah, but Kiki know her daddy, right?
No, I'm not saying she don't.
Oh, you're
I'm just saying
the vibe is.
Yeah, that vibe is very much like, you know,
She
just got that old spirit.
Yeah.
And her mom, she don't be on Twitter. She don't know politically correctness.
She also don't care.
And no.
That's her baby.
You gonna cancel me for what? I don't do nothing. Y'all can't cancel Kiki. She didn't say it. I did. And it was a private conversation.
It was supposed to be.
It was supposed to be private. How did he record and Kiki not know though?
Well, they were in together. So I don't know. Maybe he just went in with it recorded.
The context made me seem like he was at her house.
That's what I'm saying. So maybe he went in with it. The recording started.
Oh, then that means he knew. He was gone.
He absolutely did. You could tell even by his responses. It was like, where my son at? I hate anytime I hear that language, that sentence verbatim, where my son, it'd be sending me. Because it's only my son when...
It's this type of scenario.
When it's that kind of scenario. Yeah. Otherwise, it'd be your son. But today, when I got to act, I got to show out, all of a sudden, with my son. I want my son.
Yeah.
Okay, well, get your son, okay? You and your son can go. Anyway.
Another one bites the dust.
Another one. Let's very quickly talk about all of the drama that... Actually, it was more than drama. It was a mess, okay?
The world is on fire.
The world is on fire.
Hollywood is on fire.
There's a person who actually used one of my videos and he calls it Holly Weird.
Oh.
And I was like, yes, because all of the lawsuits, starting with Cassie and Diddy.
Yes.
And then after Cassie and Diddy, I heard that L.A. Reid had one at the beginning of the month that I didn't even know.
Oh, I thought that was new.
Yeah, but Cassie and Diddy was right before Thanksgiving. L.A. Reid's was like November 8th.
Oh, I felt like I had just heard about it. I didn't realize it was the beginning of the
month.
Yes,
I have no idea.
Oh.
And then after that was who, child?
Iveen.
Jimmy Iveen?
Yep.
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx.
Another Diddy got three total.
I think he, yep.
At this point. And then in the research, then I start seeing that.
Was Babyface mentioned, though?
No. But Trump had settled one under the same law in April or May. Russell Brand, that one that came out, was under this law.
I didn't know that it was under that law, though. Yep.
Weinstein.
Oh.
He had another one under that law.
Weinstein ain't dead.
Is he?
Or the girlfriend. I thought he committed suicide, Dad.
Is the girl, him or the girlfriend?
Hold on, we're going to fact check it.
Yeah, Aaron Hall is the one I'm talking about with Diddy. That it was Diddy and Aaron Hall were cited
as the
defendants.
Did you hear his video where he was talking about he have sex in front of people?
I stopped watching.
He's still alive.
I think it's his girlfriend, the girl.
Oh, Epstein. Thank you.
Oh, Epstein.
Yeah.
Weinstein and Epstein. All the Steens.
Yeah, that's why I said he killed himself, Dad.
But anyway, all those lawsuits came out under the Adult Survivors Act. I have plenty of videos on my TikTok. You can go watch them.
Has it lapsed? The time has lapsed?
Yes, it ended on Friday.
Okay.
So they're out. The ones that are coming out or came out under that law, that the law has expired at this point, so there will be no more. But it was just...
It was chaos.
It was utter chaos.
But this is my question. It was. This is my question, though, about Jimmy Foxx.
Yeah.
Okay. He is countersuing.
He said that his representative said that he plans to.
So...
It hasn't been filed yet. I looked.
How does this... With all of these years removed, it almost feels like it just becomes a he say, she say thing.
Yeah, I'm so... The interesting thing about the Jamie one is that she's also suing Catch Restaurant as well as the owner of Catch.
Dang, we're going to be there on Friday.
And so, amen. So, I'm curious what kind of discovery...
That's what I'm saying.
...can be found since it has been so long. But what Jamie's representative said is that she has already filed this lawsuit and it was dismissed before. That's what she's... I don't know how it is being refiled, but that is what his representative said. And so that's why he said the fact that her attorneys and she have refiled this, they're going to have a suit against the attorneys and her for refiling this frivolous lawsuit after it has already been dismissed.
So my thing is... I just, assuming it's true, right?
Yeah.
Like, let's assume this is true. 100%. Okay. I know it's been dismissed.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Let's just assume she is telling the truth because we want to believe victims. How do you put forth the evidence, especially which to me matters even more because he is countersuing?
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you put forth the evidence to support your claim?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, how do you prove this?
I don't know. The only thing is she said, I mean, she would have to get this person, and she asked for a jury trial, which most people do, but asking for a jury trial, so she would have to convince 12 jurors. But she said that the bodyguard of Jamie's saw it and then walked away. So unless, I would imagine, I don't know, unless she could have,
she might be hoping to see
that bodyguard agree to come on to witness to say something about it. I don't. Otherwise, maybe having somebody she told after. I have no idea. I would be very curious how she was.
I'm curious as to how this may. I mean, she would need dates. Like
she had the date in there.
And we were all at this place.
Yeah, that's all in there.
But I mean, is that provable as well?
Oh, got it.
You know what
it.
I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
you're
yeah.
like, well, how else would she know Jamie yeah. was at?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Da 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 da.
Yeah, I don't know. I am curious what's going to happen with that one for sure.
Yeah, it's the
well,
most.
Well, all of them, because even the L.A. Reid one, the woman Drew Dixon is the one who is suing L.A. Reid, and she is also the one who made. The claims against Russell Simmons. She has a documentary out as far as what happened to her. So there's a ton of them out there. It was chaos. Utter chaos.
It was sad.
It was sad to even think.
All the men in the thing is, all of the men in, which is sad to say, so I'm not being specific, but all the like hip hop men of the 90s, I would be hard pressed to not believe something like this. And the only thing that makes the Jamie one that makes it so interesting to me is only because of the countersuit. That's the only thing that kind of is like, oh, that's, I don't know, it just makes it very interesting to me. Everyone else, especially when you're, I mean, again, we're just talking, but like with Diddy, you know, having two and three, Russell Simmons had several. Just kind of like, now, you know, whatever they said they did, you probably had did.
Somebody said, I saw on Twitter, it made me laugh, but it said, three people don't tell the same lie. I said, well...
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
And if this is the third suit against Diddy, three people don't tell the
and
same.
Ain't
lie.
No telling. And listen, Aubrey O'Day or Audrey, whatever Aubrey, her name, Aubrey O'Day, she is biting at the bit.
Oh, my goodness.
She is waiting for someone to do a surviving Puff Daddy documentary. 100%, okay. 100%. Because she has things to say. Yeah. All right. And this has been rumors.
Oh, yeah.
For years.
Yeah, absolutely. It was what reading that lawsuit, I had to take a couple breaks, but at the end of it, it was sad, but none of it was surprising.
And that's what I'm saying.
I feel like, and that was the general consensus. Everybody was like, this isn't surprising. This is crazy, but it's not surprising.
Man.
And that, I feel like, says a lot.
Man, the 90s were...
We'll see what happens.
The Wild Wild West.
Might have to fly out to New York and attend,
in person. Girl, I will go with you. I would show up. I would go with you.
Media passes on the way.
I just want to see. I just want to be up in there.
Listen.
Be in there. You got your media pass? I do.
Yes. We're media.
I do have media. My media pass. Y'all notice my cough is gone. That cough reminded me. I've been taking my medicine.
Look at God. And you. And the doctors.
Yeah,
all right, let's go.
All right, last thing we're going to talk about is all of the television that we watched, which actually isn't much. If you guys have not watched Squid Games.
Oh, man. Oh, what is the next?
The 29th.
Next set of episodes. Okay. Yeah.
If you have not watched Squid Games, the challenge show on Netflix, it is a freaking good time.
Yes, it is.
It is a, you just want to relax, chill, but like be invested in something, but doesn't take a lot of like emotional energy from you. Oh my gosh, this is so addicting. It is so good. I don't think they intend it to be funny.
Oh man, but Spencer,
have you watched it, Cam?
Spencer,
we laughed at Spencer for a good 45 minutes.
Yes, he was funny.
He was he was funny. Hilarious. I watched, or someone sent me, actually, I don't think I actually watched it, but somebody sent me a video and they said, you know that green light, red light
game they did, the first one?
They said they were out there for like 8 hours. So remember when that girl, her knee, she was like, oh my God, I can't do it. And it seemed like that much time elapsed.
Yeah.
She was like, I can't say for sure with her specifically, but she was like, they would pause. Matter of fact, I probably... Who sent it to me, though?
It's one of my biggest gripes with the show. Red light, green light did not take 5 minutes like it looks like in the shows. I think that the last round of people to make it through ended up playing for almost 8 hours. I was playing for about 4.5. But every single time that they stopped the clock, I mean, we were standing there for like 20, between 20 and 45 minutes. And I know because I counted the seconds because I was like, okay, I'm going to have to pass the time. So they show that girl in the squat and it's like, okay, she can't hold a squat for like 10 seconds or whatever. No, it was literally like probably 30, 45 minutes, however long she was holding that squat for. I think it's so lame that they didn't show that aspect because it would have made watching the game that much more interesting. And if they had talked about how cold it was too. This is me after passing red light, green light, and your girl was cold. Someone from production told us afterwards that it was 24 degrees and we were literally just wearing those green tracksuits and like slip-on bands. A lot of people are like super bitter about the conditions of red light, green light, which I personally don't care about. I just wish that they showed it in the show because I think it would be make it way more interesting to watch. Okay, because this is one of my biggest gripes with the show.
Dang.
So that's, and we were, when we were watching, we heard about the lawsuit that the people have. And I was like, I wonder when does it come in that they were treated so bad, because it doesn't seem like anything was going on. But now she gives context that
like,
they was out there in cold weather with the little thin green tracksuits and shooting for 8 hours.
Heck no.
That's wild.
That is wild.
So anyway, it's a great time. Spencer is...
That ruins watching it.
Hilarious. Why? Oh, knowing
gonna,
this information?
Yeah, I'm going to be watching like, dang, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Y'all was cold.
They was cold. But it's a good time.
It is crazy.
It is a good...
It was fun
to watch. We watched it on Thanksgiving.
I think so.
Yeah, because Danny left and was like, I got to go home and finish this. Becca was there. Yeah, we must have watched her on Thanksgiving.
Yep.
When I tell you, we had a great time.
Yeah,
I highly recommend the next few episodes come out on the 29th.
A good weekend binge.
Yeah, it's
like,
a good weekend binge. It's a good time. It is a good... I'm telling you, we laughed at Spencer. We hated... They always have the villain that you hate. It's a good time.
It's fun.
Highly, highly, highly recommend.
Okay, and then last thing before we go, I just want to quickly talk about, I know y'all don't like the Kardashians. That's y'all business. My business is I like them. or I like this show.
You like the show.
I like a few of them. Anyway, what I want to talk about, though, is on the latest episode or one of the episodes I watched recently, the point is Courtney was talking to Tristan, okay? Tristan being Khloé's baby daddy. About he was coming to apologize to be like, I have messed up. I know my actions to your sister has affected my relationship and how the rest of the family views me
in the following ways.
Yes. And so he was coming to like whatever, try to own up. And my point is not about him. But what Courtney said is how annoyed she is, basically, that her family has always been about, I don't know if it's looks she was getting at, but really like being nice.
Yeah.
And that even though he has done this to Khloé, even though he has literally slept with other people, made another baby, she goes into labor like the day before she finds out he was cheating, like all of that. We are still, as her sisters, supposed to be nice and invite you over for all the holidays and make sure you're here.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, when do we stand by our family members? Yeah. When do we get to be mad and be like, no, you messed up. You effed up my sister. I don't F with you. But instead, we have to be nice. And I was like, you said a word, girl.
The Kardashians aside, I feel like we are the same. I feel like as a family, when people, that's right, stand on business.
Stand on business.
When people do you wrong, especially if you grow up churchy, there is something about that forgiveness that makes you feel like you also have to like immediately invite people back into your circle and you need to be nice to them. And while I do believe in forgiveness, I'm not saying I don't. I also am at a point in my life where I don't believe forgiveness means you get to re-enter my like inner circle again.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think people are deserving of that just because you apologize.
Yeah,
I think there can be a break in the relationship.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean I don't forgive you. Right. It just means we can't go back to what it was.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I should look up the word forgiveness because don't believe that you have to forgive people.
What?
I don't, but I also don't subscribe to the idea that, like, if you don't forgive them, you're the one carrying around the weight. I don't subscribe to that belief either.
Okay, to forgive.
Okay.
Stop feeling angry or resentful toward for someone for an offense, flaw, or mistake.
To stop feeling anger toward?
It also says to cancel a debt, but it says, which makes sense, stop feeling angry or resentful toward someone for an offense, flaw, or mistake.
I feel like you don't have to forgive. I don't have to stop feeling anger toward you for something that you did to me. And I can still live my... I feel like there's this idea that, like, harboring anger means every day it's like a monkey on your back and you can't sit up straight.
Yeah, it kills you from the inside,
and
Melanie.
I think that's a lie.
Say more.
I hate people.
What you do?
Yeah, there are two people. I was having this realization the other day. There are two people in the world that I hate, and they both have done something to you. One of them did something to you. One of them did something to Monique. Those are the only people that I hate, and I live my life just fine.
Hello?
I don't feel like I'm going around, like, unable to live fully. I'm fine. And if I see them, I still hate them. I don't forgive them, and I never will.
This is not an unpopular opinion. Apparently, everybody got the same thing.
So I feel like I can not forgive you, and I can stand on business behind it either as well. So when you come around, you can't come around. I'm standing behind my family and my sisters, and I'm over here. You're over there. And there was a line you will never cross. That's what it is. That's what it is. You hate your sister, baby daddy. I do, too.
Wait. That's why I said, how you hate somebody I don't hate? They did something to me. I don't hate them. Ooh, let me think about it. Let me search myself. Let me dig deep. I wish no good things for those people. Stand on business.
I wish no good things.
You got to spell it right. B-I-D apostrophe N-E-S-S.
I think that you can harbor anger and you cannot forgive. Are you harboring
anger?
What is the definition of harboring?
Because okay, look it up.
If it means holding, yes.
That it is, right?
Keep in one's mind, especially secretly. I mean, if I see you, it's in my mind. But that's what I'm saying. You cannot forgive somebody, and that doesn't mean it affects your everyday life.
I do agree with that.
I feel like that's the part. That's the church. They didn't lie to y'all and made y'all think that you gotta forgive, and God is gonna only love to forgive. It's a lie. It's a lie.
So, but are you gonna go to heaven harboring forgiveness in your heart?
I can go to heaven. God knows me. He made me. I don't understand what the problem is. I hate the devil for him. God, I'm standing on business behind you.
Listen. Somebody put the scripture in the Bible, in the chat about when God told us to forgive. God.
So the devil, we don't like you either.
Yesterday when we went to the church, this lady stood up and said, this is what reminded me. She stood up and asked Pastor Warren, if a woman wants to have relations with a man, can I still get into heaven? I said, why would you ask this question publicly? And you go to this church.
Wait, why did she start it as a, like, I'm asking for a friend, but didn't get it. I still get into heaven.
If a woman, so that's what she said. If a woman want to have relations with a man. Can I still get to heaven?
What'd he say?
He was like, I put the mic down under my chair. I said, that's God's business. I don't.
What are you supposed to say to that?
I don't interfere with God's business. Listen. That's what I say. Don't ask me questions like that. Do not ask me questions.
That's hilarious.
That God decides. That's how I feel about your unforgiveness. I don't know the answer, but I feel like that's God's business.
Well.
Now, don't be knocking at the door talking about God. I didn't know forgiveness was I didn't know that was going to break the camel's back, and I was going to get sent the other way.
I think it's fine. I think that we have a distorted, a wrong way that we think about forgiveness, and that's Courtney's
so do
point.
You forgive people?
Yeah, if you like stub my toe, I forgive you. You're bad.
But do you forgive? Do you
people.
Practice forgiveness, or do you or do like
practice?
What, like do you forgive people actively, or do you just be like, well, that's the end of that, and now I don't like you, and now we're done?
I can be very dismissive in that way. I can be like, well, that's the end of that. But in those situations, I feel like I forgive and then just do what you said, which is like not allow you back in.
Got it.
But there are people I have not, will not, don't want to. Like, I want to continue to be angry at these people.
I have people that I want to forgive that is very difficult for me to forgive, but, or maybe it's forget. I don't know the difference right now. But I also feel like there are people. Well, actually, I may be lying. I was going to say, I also feel like there are people that I have forgiven and they don't bother me, but they're also, I don't interact with them that much. Mm-hmm. So I don't really know if it's forgiveness or if it's like out of sight, out of mind.
See, what is the definition of forgiveness? What does it actually look like? What does it feel like? What is it?
I don't know. Can you...
Well, I'm asking because you're saying you think you've forgiven these people, but you don't interact
with them. That's why I'm questioning them, because I'm like, if I see them, if I forgive someone and I'm saying I forgive them, if I see them, I guess my test would be, can I speak to them? Can I give them a hug? Yes. Can we have a very nice, cordial conversation? We don't have to be kikiing. Yeah. We don't have to be here for a long time.
Yeah.
Because we also understand you're not in my inner circle.
Got it. Yeah.
But, and even if it's like forced or fake, can I at least do that and then go about my business? Or if I see you, am I be like, I don't have it in me today. So I'm just going to walk the other way and pretend I don't see you. Because that probably means maybe I'm still harboring unforgiveness.
I feel like I also went to the extreme in the way that I practiced this topic, because I think for a long time, and the way that we were raised, was to forgive and be nice.
For sure.
And I think the moment I realized I don't have to be nice to somebody who has done me or the people I love wrong. I don't have to. And I think once I processed that, then it became extreme the other way, which okay, I don't forgive you. And I honestly do. I feel like I live my life fine. I don't feel like it doesn't affect me unless we're talking about it. And then I get really upset. But other than that,
I definitely agree. My life is fine. I do wish that when people wrong, and I'm talking like specifically my family, like me and my sisters.
Yes.
That when people wrong us, or my mom and my dad.
Yeah.
When people wrong us.
Yes.
That we are, rightfully so, allowed to feel 100%. Angry.
Yes.
And not want to like immediately patch things. Like, it's okay to be upset it's that okay. this person yes. wronged you or it's your family healthy. Member. I agree.
You should be.
I agree.
You should be okay to own your emotions and your response to something.
I agree, 100%.
And you don't have to. I think it's actually more unhealthy to be fake and be taught to shudder and smother those feelings and instead put niceness on top of it.
I agree with that.
Are you mad? No, you can't be mad. You have to be nice. You have to be happy. No, we need to be able to express and feel the emotions of anger and madness and upset and sad. And like, you need to be able to feel those emotions. And instead, a lot of people are taught to be nice.
But do you feel like the completion of the cycle is then releasing it? I think that's what it is. If you're holding it in, then I mean, maybe you're not. I think where it gets a bit dramatic mm-hmm. is where they're like, you know, unforgiveness, like eats you up on the inside and does all this. Maybe that's a little bit dramatic. However, I do think that there can be a process in which I do agree that it is healthy to acknowledge and like feel those feelings, whatever mm-hmm. they may look like. Mm-hmm. If you're angry, if you're upset, if you're whatever. But I also think it is healthy to like process them and release them. I don't know
what release looks means.
Yeah, maybe we need someone on here to tell us what that means. I think that is the forgiveness part. Are you able, if the people that you hate it came into the room right now, is your reaction an outburst? Is your reaction a cuss out? Or are you just like, I can't be in the same room with you and I'm leaving?
I feel like my initial response would be, I can't be in the same room. And as I'm grabbing my stuff, then the words would come out.
I don't know. I feel like, you know what I'm asking myself? People that I say I have forgiven, mm-hmm. in practice,
uh-huh.
what does that look like?
Yes.
That's what I'm asking myself. Yeah. Because if it is someone I have forgiven, but I have cut off, I don't actually have to
practice forgiveness.
I don't have to interact with you. Yeah. I don't have to, you know, prep myself in the mirror. You're going to see them. Relax. Calm down. It's going to be okay. You know, I don't have to do any of those things. Like, it's a wrap. Bye. I don't have to see you no more. All right. I forgive you, but I don't have to interact with you. Is that real? I don't know. Because I don't know that I've ever had to practice forgiveness in like real time. Actually, maybe I have, because if I had to think about it. But if you're talking about the person I think you're talking about that wronged me, I had to deal with that person.
Mm-mm. We're not talking about the same person.
Okay, good. Oh, then I have no idea who you're talking about. So what I was going to say is the person in the book that I've talked about that.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah. That's not who I'm talking
okay.
about.
Okay. Say, Melissa, you're so ugly, right? So I got two things, because what I'm about to say is actually not the truth. What I was going to say is I had to forgive her and then deal with her for years after.
Uh-huh.
It's not true. The reality is I repressed,
uh-huh.
and I didn't actually get angry and understand
yep.
what was said
uh-huh.
until years later.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got angry, and now I don't have to interact with that person. However, I do believe that I forgive them. But on the flip side of that, anytime there is an opportunity to interact with them,
you don't.
I find a convenient way to not.
Uh-huh. So then, yes. I think that
I don't know the answer!
And someone said I have a really high annoying voice, and that scream was for you.
Oh, who said
that? That scream, I don't know. No. Oh. It was a comment. And I was like, you know what? You're getting a very, sorry, this is a tangent. I'm going to come back. You're getting a very animated version of me that I don't often get to express is the exact word. On every other podcast, I have to be more of a straight edge, and I get to be more. We get to have a conversation about this, but then we also had a conversation earlier, and sometimes I scream and sometimes I yell and I get to do things. Absolutely. And it's more of who I am.
Absolutely.
And if you don't like this,
this podcast
is not for you.
Hello, and we stand on business behind
that. And I do stand on business behind it. Because if you want the nice, calm version of Melissa, you can also read Marriage Be Hard. And my voice, I feel, is actually beautiful in there. It's very calm. It's a little soothing. You're going to learn a little bit. It's fantastic, in fact.
So
if I do
other platforms.
I'm going to stand on business on that.
Hello.
That's actually great. But on this podcast, what you're going to get is a scream, a yelp.
All
a
the
run
things.
Of this. Stand on business. I've been wanting to get that out since the day I had it in my notes one time.
Hilarious.
Girl, be getting on my doggone nerves. People be in the comments. First of all, how you gonna come? I'm sorry. I'm popped to I'm sorry. This is forgiveness. I don't forgive you. This is what kills me. For a long time, I struggled. For a long time. This is that niceties. For a long time, I struggled with people would say like mean comments to me. And I would be like, I shouldn't delete these. I feel like people should have the opportunity to say what they would like to say.
Oh, my God.
Literally. I kid you not. And so what ended up happening was I was like, don't read the comments.
Oh.
Just don't read the comments. Yeah. Today, 9 times out of 10, I'm not going to go back and forth with you because I don't have the energy for that. It also makes me very anxious having those conversations with people.
Yeah, yeah.
I start getting very anxious. So I just decided that that's not really for me. But what I will do is delete your comment these days.
Hey, man.
I will do that.
Oh, man.
Because what also happens is that, and I'll block you too. You're right about it. I done figured out how to block real, real good on YouTube.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. I done figured out how to block real, real good on YouTube. The thing about it is, once a negative comment shows up, you then infiltrate the minds of the other people.
Yeah.
And then they start thinking that. And I don't care if I've said, that's actually a really great critique and I'll take that. I'll still delete it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because unless I paid you to give me the critique, go to Lipstick Alley.
Amen. Because they over there.
Because they over there and that's free.
They over there.
And I don't have to see it.
Go share your comments over there.
Girl, go. Have a good time. Tell them I be screeching. And I don't tell them, girl, my voice get real, real high and I don't be screeching. And I be screeching and I be fussing and yelling. Girl, type it good. I want you to go over there and get angry
all
in the
that.
Face. And I want you to type it real, real good and have a good time. Okay? Go. Then screenshot it. Send it to your group chat.
Hello?
Ha, ha,
talk
ha,
about
ha.
Me all
laugh.
Now.
Kiki at my expense. Because I don't care.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a tangent, but I just want to let you know because clearly you listen to the podcast because you be on here. So in the event that you listen to this one, boo-boo. That's for you.
Do you forgive them?
Absolutely not. This comment, this entire.
You don't forgive them.
No, I don't. And you know what you can say? Oh, I got up under her skin. You did. You did. You did. And here we are.
And here we are.
You're nameless.
You're
but
still
you know
watching,
I'm talking to you.
And you're still watching.
So comment if you want to.
Hello?
I'm going to delete that too. I mean, I want you to I want you to be on your phone till your thumbs hurt.
What's happening?
I want you to be on your till your thumbs hurt. And I'm going to delete it.
In this doesn't sound like, I just want to say.
0.25 seconds, I'm going to delete it.
So we are the same.
Ooh, that feels so good.
Good.
No, no, no. I think that was my process.
We are the same.
I didn't harbor it, though. I just released it. No.
We are the same.
I just released it.
That's fine. We are the same.
Woo, Chad, that was a good old conversation. Anything else?
No, let's let these people go.
All right, then. Thank y'all so much.
Thank y'all.
We'll see y'all next week.
Oh, next week, though, because of Japan, we need to shoot earlier.
Next week?
Girl, because December is here.
No, but I thought it's 2 weeks.
It's
the
7th.
Next week. Oh, shoot. Okay, so we got to shoot 2 times. All right. We're going to let y'all go, though. Y'all have a great day. We're going to figure our life out.
So maybe we shoot on Friday and Monday.
Friday.
Nope. I can't shoot on Friday. Maybe we shoot on Thursday and Monday.
Friday, Monday. Okay.
Because Friday, we actually have the company party. All right, y'all. Thanks so much. Bye.
Forgive people this week.
Or don't. It's up to
or
you.
Or don't.
Because we don't have the answers. That's God's business.
Or don't.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.